Merging with Shiva lesson 201, sub-superconscious breakthroughs. A devotee who can command his mind to be instantly creative and be consistently successful has acquired a conscious control of the use of the sub-superconscious state of mind. This is because the subconscious mind made of odic force, a sticky-like substance, that absorbs impressions, holds impressions, and files them, not always, however, in an organized way, has been understood, dissolved, and brought in line with the cosmic forces through living a religious life. In this pure condition, the devotee's attempts to direct his own mental forces are quite naturally successful. Unobstructed, the superconscious forces flow into the life of the devotee and creativity is in abundance. Once the first breakthrough has been made, we find that these brilliant rays from the cosmic mind, which we also call Satchidananda, the mind of God Shiva, the gods and your immortal soul penetrate the sticky-like substance of the subconscious, reorganizing and purifying it. The next time you feel physically, mentally, or emotionally fatigued, use your willpower to command access to the cosmic energies that exist deep inside of you. Do not allow the body or mind to fall into lethargic, depressed states. Feel the life forces stirring, flowing out to invigorate every cell of your being. When you can see a white light aglow in your head in a darkened room, or even see a flash of it, or hear the inner high-pitched sound humming in your inner ear, then you know that you are consciously functioning in the sub-superconscious state of mind. Devotees who have had their first flash of white light in their head or heard the constant high-pitched in their inner ear have awakened the process of the sub-superconscious state of mind, and it works quite automatically after that. All they have to do is to learn how to consciously use their sub-superconscious transcendental powers. All this will naturally occur through their continued sadhana. The first breakthrough of the clear white light is sub-superconsciousness. The odic force fields of darkness, which are seen within oneself, are created by beliefs that conflict with the Sanatana Dharma, resentment, and past conflicting karma. These are built up through the centuries of man's intermingling with his own species. This inner darkness, or odic force, has created man's subconscious mind and conscious mind the way he knows it today. Every devotee is inwardly desirous of breaking through the barriers of this inner darkness, realizing the discontent caused by the influx and outflow of connecting odic forces, not only between himself and family, friends, and relations, but also in his association with the world at large. Om Namah Shivaya.